start out in your child's pose. Take your place on your mat. Yeah, spread your fingers out. Allow your forearms and your forehead to rest heavy. And begin right away to move breath. Not only notice your inhales and exhales, also lengthen and deepen your inhales and exhales. Feel your back rise and fall. Allow your ribs to expand out with every breath in. Exhale, drop your hips back towards your heels. Draw yourself forward through a tabletop, downward facing dog, press back. Set your gaze in between your feet at the back of your mat. Right away, set your foundation here as well. Fan your fingers out across your mat, like really spread them apart. And plug your finger pads and knuckles down into your mat, especially your index finger and thumb. Give your wrists like just a little extra support with that. Inhale, roll your inner ankles back to the windows. Exhale, press your chest back to your thighs. Look forward, ragdoll. Step your feet wide to the top of your mat, at least hip width distance. Drop the crown of your head down. Let your torso sway. Shake your head out, yes and no. Switch the grip of your arms. Release your fingertips to your mat. Bring your big toes together to touch. Inhale, halfway lift, forward fold, Tadasana. Reach your fingertips to the ceiling, hands to heart center, blink your eyes closed, lift your heart center up to your thumbs. And together, start with three ohms. Breath in. Through your nose. Release your arms by your side, palms facing forward. Lift your toes up, spread them out across your mat and gently set them back down. Blink your eyes open, take a point, a gaze in front of you. key into it. Roll your inner ankles back to the windows. Feel your legs and your inner thighs wake up. Inhale, send your tailbone down to your mat. Exhale, pull your belly button into your spine. Inhale, lift up, Tadasana. Forward fold, press the air out. Halfway lift. Plant your hands high to low plank, Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Full breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Deep breath in. Let it go. One more. Fill up with breath. Empty out. Come to the top of your mat. Feet together to touch. Halfway lift. Fold. Tadasana. Lift up to the ceiling. Forward fold. Dive down. Halfway lift. High to low plank. Plant your hands. Back you go. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Inhale, roll your inner thighs up and back. Exhale, pull the pit of your belly in, press back even more. Inhale, look forward. Empty out, come to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Tadasana, root down to rise up. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low plank, Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Pull your arm bones back. Downward facing dog. Press all of you back. Take your breath here. Inhale. Exhale, hug in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, prepare to move. Empty out, come to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Tadasana, go up. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low plank, Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. And out. Inhale, reach your sits bones up and back. Exhale, press your chest back to your thighs. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees, empty out, come to the top of your mat. Float or step. Half lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Breathe here. Press your shin bones back to the windows. Allow yourself to sit down a little deeper. Pull your low ribs in towards your spine. Inhale, lift your heart center up to the ceiling. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low plank. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Right foot forward, warrior one. Spin your back heel down. And press the outside edge of your back foot down into your mat. If your hips are kind of like on the premise that today is definitely Monday, you know, like close to lockdown crisis mode maybe. I've been there. Yeah, start to give yourself a little bit of room or width in your stance. Walk your right foot a couple inches to the right side of your mat. and then start to plug your right hip bone back and roll your left hip forward to the front wall. It's interesting, like Minnesota interesting. Yeah. Pull your belly button into your spine. Lift up out of your hips. Plant your hands high to low plank. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Left side, warrior one. Yeah, land in your body. Take the shape of the posture and start to make some adjustments. Squeeze your inner thighs in towards the center line of your body. Send your tailbone down to your mat. Lift the fronts of your hips up. Lift all of you up. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, prepare. Empty out. Come to the top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low plank. Chaturanga. Up dog. Strong legs. Downward facing dog. Press up and back. Right side. Warrior one. Place your foot. Take a deep breath in. Go up. Back down on the exhale. Plant your hands. High to low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Left side. Warrior one. Go for it. Back down, plant your hands, high to low. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Let it go. One more, big breath in. Empty it out, come to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low plank. Back you go. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Right side right away. Warrior one. Go. Back down on the exhale. Up dog. Down dog. Left side. Warrior one. You got it. Chaturanga, as you're ready, you go, you flow. Up dog, down dog. Breath in, breath out. Inhale, exhale. Three-legged dog, right side. Reach your right toes high behind you. Fan your toes apart, away from each other. Wiggle your toes. Bend your knee, open your hip. Keep going, flip your dog. And go all the way over, reset your feet parallel with each other and press the inside edges of your feet down into your mat to fire up your inner thighs and give your hips like a little boost, a little oomph. Drop your head, see the world upside down. It's kind of exciting, yeah. Come back over, three-legged dog. Still seeing the world upside down. Yeah, still exciting. Take a deep breath in. Knee to nose, hug in. Toes lift up high behind you. Knee to nose, hug in. Crescent lunge, place your foot. Reach your fingertips high to the ceiling. And I mean exciting, right? Like, I'm from the East Coast, so I mean things like very directly. When I first moved here, I would say things were like interesting or exciting, and people would kind of give me the little nod and the eye roll. They're like, oh yeah, sure it is. Sure. I'm like, no, really, really, I think it's actually interesting. And this could be, like, this could be really awesome. Squeeze your thighs together. Send your tailbone down to your mat. Pull your low ribs into your spine. Hands to heart center. Twist to your right. Maintain the stability in your posture by activating the lower half of your body. Squeeze your thighs. Lift your chest higher. Open up your arms. Spread apart. Come back to center. Crescent lunge. Reach your fingertips to the ceiling. Warrior two. Reset your feet. Take a long, powerful stance. Extended side angle. Right fingertips could be on a block, or your forearm could be on your front thigh. Those are both really, really good options. Be uplifted. Roll your left rib cage back to the door. Slide your bottom lung, your bottom rib cage underneath you. Inhale, look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Good job. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. Three-legged dog, left side. Left toes high behind you. Bend your knee, open your hip. Keep going, flip your dog. Use your back muscles, draw your right shoulder into the socket, and then roll your right rib cage up to the ceiling. Spread your collarbones wide to the sides of the room. Come back over, three-legged dog. Knee to nose, hug in. Toes lift up. Knee to nose, hug in. Crescent lunge, place your foot. Lift your fingertips to the ceiling. Come up nice and high on your back toes. So stack your right heel on top of your right toes. Seems a little aggressive, but you actually get a lot of space to operate. And boy, oh boy, what you can do with that space. Once you stack up, feel like you're pressing your heel back to the windows, and your right glute will kind of wake up here and give you some lift in the hips. Yes. Hands to heart center. Twist to your left. Maintain the lift in your hips. Give yourself some lift in your chest. Open your arms. Spread apart. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, roll open a little bit more. Inhale. Exhale, hug in, roll open. Crescent lunge, come back to center. Squeeze your thighs in for stability. Warrior two, open up. Extended side angle. Draw your left hip back towards the windows so your left thigh rolls open towards the prop wall. Get a little deeper into your front knee. Inhale, put space between your left ribs. Exhale, hug your right ribs in. Inhale. Exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, look down, plant your hands high to low plank. Good one. Up dog, downward facing dog. Big breath in, breath out, inhale, exhale, breath in. Breath out. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Float top of your mat. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana Thunderbolt. Yeah. Make your legs do the work here. Your legs are really, really strong. You are very strong. True story. Add a little lightness to your chest. Make your heart believe that you're very light. You are. Hands to heart center. Twist to your right. Inhale, reach your tailbone down and back to the back of your mat. Exhale, pull your belly button into your spine. Inhale, pull your collarbones forward to the front mural. Exhale, hug your low ribs in. Inhale. Exhale, hug in. Inhale. Exhale. Forward fold. Right? Yeah. Hatha Gustasana. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Reach down, grab your big toes. Wrap your fingers around. Lengthen your spine down to your mat. Bring weight forward into your toes to stack your hips over your heels. Welcome in some softness, some water into your knee joints. Draw up on your hips 1 inch to the ceiling. Send your spine down that same inch to your mat. And let your head go. Release your grip. Bring your big toes together to touch. Inhale, halfway lift. Forward fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Your back. I've been here before. I know what I'm doing. And you do. Your body, it knows the way. So don't let yourself, don't tell yourself, don't let that voice say that you can't be here, because you already know how. Hands to heart center. Twist to your left. The evidence is you're already doing it. You're already in yoga. You're already practicing yoga. Lift your sternum up to your thumbs. Open your arms. Spread apart. Take up space. Inhale, exhale, inhale, lengthen your right rib cage, exhale, hug your left rib cage in, inhale, exhale, inhale, oh, forward fold, Padmasana, gorilla pose. Separate your feet again, hip width distance. Reach down and walk your feet up onto your hands. Palms meet soles. If you want to stand on the backs of your hands, you can do that too. They're both like real postures. One will feel good, one won't. Maybe they both feel good and you should do both. Pull your belly button up and in. Fold forward more. When you can't fold forward anymore, drop your head. Let it go. Release your grip. Bring your big toes back together to touch. Inhale, halfway lift. Forward fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Yeah, for real. Yeah, we're back. Well, I know. Yeah. Like, kind of build a fire. So if you haven't really, like, if the flames aren't overflowing yet, now's your opportunity. Like, breathe deeper. Go deeper. Build some flame. Some heat. Go 5 inches lower. Exactly, Tim. Yeah. 7 inches lower. 6 3/4 inches lower. Boat pose, Navasana. Have a seat. Oh, yes. Grab behind your knees. practice here lifting your heart center up towards your thighs. You're a little prideful here even. Like, I made it to yoga. I'm pretty awesome. I know. Spread your toes apart. Flex your toes back towards you. Glue your big toe mounds together, the ball mounds of your feet. Start to spread your knees open a little. Bring your arms inside of your knees. Squeeze your knees together and then press back with your elbows. Don't let them come in. Squeeze more. You feel that? Yeah, Kat, I can tell you can. You have a really, like, ooh, I don't know if I like this look on your face. Yeah, that's good. You love it. Yeah. Squeeze more. Press out more. Squeeze more. Press out more. Awesome. Tip forward. Hey, P.S., that's crow. That's crow pose, like sitting down. You can do that. Yeah. Let's do it on our hands. All right? Yeah. Tip forward. Come down to your feet. Bring your hands inside of, just inside of your kneecaps. And then start to squeeze, like really squeeze, 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 squeeze in. And then tip forward, look way forward. Draw your chest forward to the front wall. Take your gaze forward as much as it'll go. And squeeze your inner thighs like crazy. Squeeze in more, take a deep breath in, lift your hips up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Breath in. Breath out. Deep breath in. Open mouth exhale. Yeah, that's the stuff. That's the stuff right there. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Float, top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Tadasana. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Utkatasana, didn't you? Yeah, no. Tadasana. Eagle, right side. Right leg up and over. Right arm under. Squeeze your thighs together. Press both of your thigh bones down towards your mat. Lift your elbows up to shoulder height and press your forearms away from you. Tadasana. Switch it up, left side, eagle. Make the wrap, hug in. Draw back on your left hip to square your pelvis. Pull your belly button into your spine, puff your mid back out to the windows. Tadasana. Eagle, right side. Take a deep breath in, hug in. Unravel airplane. Press your right heel back to the window. Sweep your fingertips back by your side. Draw your collarbones forward to the front wall. Push the mat away from you with your left leg. Half moon, left fingertips to a block. Right fingertips go up to the ceiling. Stack your right hip on top of your left. Stack your right lung on top of your left lung. Engage your belly, pull in the center, and spread out from there through your fingertips, through your right heel, through the crown of your head, forward fold. Halfway lift, fold, Tadasana, eagle left side. Switch it up. Pull in to center. Express out airplane. flex your left toes back towards you. Wake up all of your back leg. Right hip back, left hip forward. Half moon. Pull the pit of your belly in. Move slowly with intention. Stack up. I gotcha. Reach your left fingertips to the ceiling. Wake your fingertips up. Take your gaze there. See what happens. Go up to that point on the ceiling. Forward fold. Breath in and out. Separate your feet hip width distance. Interlace your hands at your low back. Take a deep breath in, lengthen your spine. Fold down. Let your knuckles rinse overhead. Let your head go. Open and close your jaw. We don't want any teeth injuries in yoga. You know, no grinding of teeth. Release your fingertips to your mat. Bring your big toes back together to touch. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Tadasana. Dancers, right side. Reach back. Grab your right ankle. Flex your right foot. Press your right shin bone back to the windows. Kick back more. Pull your chest up and open to the sides of the room. Tadasana. Left side. Dancers, go. Kick back with your left leg more. Feel your chest get pulled up. Spread your collarbones wide. Sternum, ribs spread apart. Tadasana. Hands to heart center. Tree pose, right side. Draw your right foot up along your left leg. Press your left big toe mound down into your mat. Pull your left inner thigh into the center line of your body and up towards your belly button. Lift your heart center to the ceiling. Whether your hands move or not, just take yourself up. Release. Move through center, tree pose, left side. Reconnect with your breath. Start to lengthen your breath here. The balance and the posture comes a little easier. Press down, pull up and in to center, express out. A little bit more of your energy up and out. Take your gaze up. Release, hands back to heart center, feet down, deep breath in, let it go. Breath in, let it go. Inhale, shrug your shoulders up. Exhale, drop them down. Inhale, shrug them up. Let them go. Tadasana. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in, breath out. Inhale, exhale. Right foot forward, warrior two. Triangle, straighten your front leg. Reach your right fingertips forward. Send your hips back to the windows. Reach your left fingertips to the ceiling. Fingertips, your right fingertips could come to a block. Like outside of your front foot is a great place to be. So good. Like bring the earth up to you. And that gives you the foundation to soften your front knee a little and feel your hamstring kind of wake up. Inhale, reach your tailbone down and back to your left heel. Exhale, hug your belly button in. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, hug your low ribs in. Inhale, lengthen out. Exhale, hug in to roll open. Rise all the way up to stand. Good work. Wide leg forward fold. Bring your feet parallel with each other. Fold down. And welcome a balance of strength and softness here. Add water to your knee joints. Just a little softness there. And then give yourself a little love. You deserve it, by the way. Draw up on your quadriceps. Draw them up, your thigh bones. Let your spine descend down to your mat. Let your head drop. Count your breath longer and longer. Bring your hands to your hips. Hinge at your hips. Rise up to stand. Warrior two, back of your mat. If you use the block on the other side, take it with you. If you didn't, but you're curious about the block, take it with you. Straighten your front leg, triangle, reach to the windows, hips back to the mural. Right fingertips go up to the ceiling. Continue to breathe powerfully. Inhale, put space between your left ribs. Exhale, hug your right ribs in. Inhale. Exhale, hug your right ribs in. Let them roll back to the door. Inhale, lengthen out. Exhale, hug in, roll open. Rise all the way up to stand. Goddess pose, heels in, toes out, sink your hips down. Yeah, here we are. Good afternoon. Yeah. How are you? Yeah? Great. You're vertical. This is good. Yeah. Roll your thigh bones up and back. Sink your tailbone down. Gotcha. Yeah. So I mentioned that I used to live on the East Coast. Like I moved here about 6 years ago and I love it. And I actually like got rid of almost everything that I owned before I moved here. I kept like a few books, like 6 cases of wine and some clothes. And I just got in the car and started driving. And it was like, it was that restart that I really needed. It was so powerful. I forged the most amazing, 2 more inches lower, yeah. I forged the most amazing like relationships and connections in my entire life. Here from that just unencumbered space, 2 more inches. And we don't necessarily have to like move across the continent. Sometimes it's just getting rid of the things that weigh us down. They could be relationships. They also could be like perceptions, like I'm too weak to do this. I can't hold this posture. Yeah, that's heavy. That's the shit that keeps you from not being able to be here right now. From making funny noises and cracking a smile, rolling your eyes, because we're still here, 2 more inches. Reach your fingertips up to the ceiling. Take a deep breath in. Sink your hips down. Inhale, stand up. Oh, toes in, heels out, fold forward. Yeah. And whatever you dropped off to be there in that moment, you don't need to pick it up again. Let it be. Unless you really like it. You know, like a 92 Barolo or something like that, you know? Walk your fingertips to your right foot. Plant your hands at the top of your mat. High plank. Push the mat away from you. Charge your heels back to the windows. Take a deep breath in. Come forward onto your toes. Low plank. High plank. Low plank. 2 inches higher. All the way down. Locust pose. Interlace your hands at your low back. Bring your big toes together to touch. Reach your toes and your knuckles back to the windows. Tuck your chin. Reach the top of your head forward to the front wall. Get really long. Lower down. Let go. Bend your knees, floor bow. Reach back, grab your ankles. If you have your ankles, flex your feet. Knees closer together, press your thighs down, press your shin bones back to the windows. Tuck your belly button in, pull the front points of your hips up and forward. Kick back more. Lower down, release. Yeah, right, good windshield wiper, your feet side to side, let it feel good. Feel your sacrum and your tailbone draw back towards the windows. Ground the fronts of your hips down into your mat. Upward facing dog. Plant your hands by your low ribs. Pull your chest up and forward through your arms. Soften your elbows. Down dog. Breath in, breath out. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees, float all the way through. Have a seat, lay down, bridge pose. Draw your feet in close to your hips. Press your feet down into your mat. Press your shoulders and your triceps down into your mat. Lift your heart center up and back to the top of the back wall. Your hips are attached, so they'll just come with. Yeah, like sternum collarbones go up and back. Draw your shoulder blades together behind your heart center to get a little more like lift. Lower down. Breath in, breath out. Plant your hands by your ears, wheel, go up. Press down, lift up, straighten your arms. Press your chest back through your arms. Lower down. Breath in, breath out. If there's anything heavy, like drop it off. Plant your hands, go up, wheel. Inhale, rise. Lower down. Breath in, breath out. Inhale, exhale, grab onto my ankles, wheel, go up, push the mat away from you, straighten your arms, yes, go up, push the inside edges of your feet down into your mat, lower down, breath in, breath out, okay, one more time, wheel, go up, grab onto my ankles. push away from you, push the mat away from you, squeeze your shoulder blades in, use your legs, push your heels down and away. Big toe mounds, down, hips up, lower down. Supta Baddha Konasana, soles of your feet come together, knees open up. Yeah, you just drop a few things off along the way. If your mind is thinking right now, like, WTF, what just happened? You can drop that off too. Because that stuff gets heavy. And the longer you hold it, the heavier it gets. Happy baby. Reach up. Grab your feet, your calves. Pull down and open to the sides of the room. And give your neighbor like a little tap. Let them know you're there for them. Especially if they, you know, if they brought you here, you want to like be like, hey, I'm still alive. We're still friends. It's good. Maybe even like, I love you more. Yeah. Like, thank you. Thank you. Hug your knees in. Give yourself a squeeze. Reach your heels up to the ceiling. Bring your hands underneath your low back. Yeah, you could squeeze a block in between your ankles. I like that. Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah, flex your feet. Charge your heels up to the ceiling. Draw your toes and your pinky toes back towards you. If you have a block there, squeeze it. Pull your low belly in and down. Roll your tailbone forward to the front wall. Press your low back down into your mat. Lower your legs 1/3 of the way down. Press your heels away from you. Lower them another third. Press your heels away, flex your toes back. Keep going down 1 inch at a time until your low back wants to lift up. When it gets there, stop. Press your heels away. Flex your toes back. Press your low belly and your low back down into your mat. Tailbone forward, heels away, go. Okay, lift up. That's good, right? That's good, yeah. We'll do that one more time. Heels press up, toes flex back, 1/3 of the way down. Press your heels away from you. Low belly down into your mat. Another 1/3 of the way down. Press your heels, flex your toes back towards you. And just start lowering 1 inch at a time, and there'll be a point when your low back is like, yeah, we're good here. Get there. Press your heels away. Awesome. Flex your toes back. We're still here. Low belly in, down, away from you. Okay, lift up. Hug your knees in. Give yourself a squeeze. Give a little rock side to side. Massage out your low back. Move up and down your mat, up and down your spine. Rock forward and back. Come all the way over, downward facing dog. Lift your right toes high behind you. Bend your knee, open your hip. Half pigeon. Draw your right shin up to the top of your mat. See if a block under your right hip adds some stability here. And you also have the option to bring a block under your chest or your forehead to find a little more ease and release. Roll the front of your left hip down to your mat. Draw both of your hips, especially your right hip, back towards the back of your mat. Access sensation in your body, like physical sensation. In that place, access softness. Allow your shoulders, and your neck and your jaw to release. Lift your chest up, plant your hands, press back, downward facing dog. Take yourself to half pigeon left side. Switch sides. Start to take in what's a little different on this side, this half of your body. And then embrace that. Welcome it. Your chest up, sweep your right leg up and over, stretch both legs out in front of you, flex your toes back towards your face, sit up nice and tall, bring your hands by your hips, lift your chest up and then pull your hips back through your arms as much as you can, have a seat, it'll change like the tilt of your pelvis and make your low back really happy here, yeah, lift up. Paschimottanasana, forward fold. Wherever your hands fall, that's kind of where they are. And that's perfect. Bent knees, straight legs, both really work here. Lift your chest up. Lower yourself all the way down onto your back. Lift your legs up the wall. Happy baby. Bend your knees, reach up, grab your feet, down and open. Hug your knees in, give yourself a squeeze. And tip over to your left side for an easy twist. Just tip your knees over. Allow your right shoulder to draw back. If you tipped all the way over, it's okay. It's half the fun, right? Come back to center. Squeeze in, hug in. Tip over to the other side. Come back to center. Hug in. Hug your knees, hug yourself like you mean it. there's anything else you like kind of want to get rid of, you'd like to let go, give it one last goodbye hug here. Squeeze in. Hug your forehead up into your knees. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Shavasana. Stretch out. Just open yourself to possibility, to peace and ease. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. Breath in. And release. Let that breath just flow. Let it move up and down your body. Let it run down your arms and legs until it bounces into your fingers and toes. Feel that little spark of vitality. And the sense of supple, malleable strength in your arms and your legs. The stability and the softness in your hips and shoulders. Buoyancy in your heart center, your forehead center. Escaping with every breath. Hug your knees in, come over to a fetal position. Up to a seat. Bring your hands together at heart center. Three light, bright, weightless ohms. Breath in. Forehead center. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.